Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Dalet Omid Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're starting a brand new Simon Tof Reish Tzadi, which deals with the halachos of Kriyas HaMegillah. We begin with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Kore Adam Es HaMegillah Ben Omid Ben Yoshev. A person is allowed to lay in the Megillah, whether he's standing up or sitting down. However, Avo Lo Yikra B'tzibur, in the public, when he's being motzei at Tzibur, it's improper for him to do it while he's sitting down. Lo yikra b'tzibur yoshev l'chatrila, at least initially, b'nei kovet tzibur. In order to give cover to the tzibur, he should be standing up. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Aleph, this is true, mihu, however, habrocha yivarach b'amida, even if you're sitting down, which we said technically you could be sitting down for the laying of the Megillah when you're not reading for the Tzibur, nevertheless the bracha should be said while you're standing up. And the Shaar Tzion, Os Aleph, he brings down, Ayin the Masitza Shekel, the Gam HaShomim HaBracha, the people listening to the bracha, given the Yotze, Nei De Shmiya, Mishum De Shumei HaKonis, since they're being Yotze, with listening to that bracha, Shrichim Gam Kin Lamo, they should also be standing up. The issue for number one brings down, this is true, Linya Birchat Tzitzis as well, Sheish L'Omra B'Amida, you should say it standing up, and the Mishnah Berurah writes over there, in Sivkot and Beis, Sha'atam Hu Mishum Shekol Birchat HaMitzvah Tzrichus L'Os B'Amida, you should do every Birchat HaMitzvah in a standing position. And he brings some other discussions as well about this, and he answers the Prima Gadim, Sha'af B'Birchat HaMitzvahs, the type of Birchat HaMitzvahs the Prima Gadim says you have to stand up for are those that you don't get Hanor from. The ones that you're also getting Hanor from, maybe you don't have to stand up for, but certainly those, Sha'af B'Birchat HaMitzvahs, Ein Tzorech Lamod, Ela B'Brocha Al Mitzvah She'ein Bo Hanor L'Guf. That's the basic rule. Furthermore, he says, based upon this, the Shechiyanu that you're saying before the laying of the Megillah, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says that for that you could actually sit down. It's only the first two brachos, Harishonos, the Amikum Megillah and the Shas Nisim, that you technically would have to stand up because those are Birchos HaMitzvah as opposed to the Shechiyanu, which is a thanking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we've reached this time of the year. And furthermore, he says, the concluding bracha, which you say when you have a minion, Haravis Rivenu, Adonis Dinenu, that we say after the Megillah, so the Ben Ish Chai brings down, Sheish Levarcha Gam Kim Bamida, you have to do this also while you're standing up, and this is the opinion of Yashas Zatzal as well, who adds, Shegam Atzibah Tzvichel Lamod, Kishishomim Brachazu. For the same reason they should stand up for the first brachas, they should also stand up for this bracha as well. The issue for number two brings down, based upon the Ramah in Simon Kuf Chav Dalet, Sheyeshom Shekol Atzibur Tzvichon Lamod Bishas Chazor Seshatz. Based upon this, that you're being Yotzi with Shomei Kone, and just like the Shaliach Tzibur is saying his Shmon Esrei, and you're being Yotzi by listening to it, so you should technically have to stand up for Chazor Seshatz, which is what many people do, although that's not the absolute din. And the Mishnah Berurah there adds, since your listing is as if you were saying it, so it's kilu mispalim batzman, and that's why you should stand up. However, he brings down in regards to Sfiras HaOmer, the Bir Halacha there says in the name of the Maritz Gios, Shemashma midvaru shirak hashliach tzibur shomer sabrocha tzorach lamud. Only the one saying the bracha for Sfiras HaOmer has to stand up, but the tzibur technically could be sitting down, even though it's an idea of shomea ka'ona. And the next paragraph he brings down more of a discussion about this ayin shom. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Beis adds, Rosh Shalomer, he tells us that if you're reading in the Tzibur, you have to say it's standing up. Dim Kore B'Tzibur Tzorech Likro B'Amida. If you're laning for a Tzibur, you should definitely say the Megillah standing up. And he adds, look in the Bir Halacha, we have Ayin in the Bir Halacha, which we'll see in a moment. Shetzidadnu. Over there, he points out that if you're leaning on something, technically that would be good. And in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Avalo Yikur B'Tzibur, he says, based upon B'mati Yehuda Mitzadi, the Smicha Mutter, that you're allowed to lean, B'nir, the B'shaset Chak, Li'ishusmoch Azil Haka, that one could rely upon this if there are extenuating circumstances. The person's weak, he's not feeling well, he just fasted all day, he's still fasting. So then, if a person needs to lean, technically he could. And Dirshu footnote number 6 reminds us that a little bit of a leaning is certainly not a problem, L'chatchila, but a person should try not to lean so much so that if they were to remove away the thing that he's leaning on, he would actually fall down. Tisha Fu number 3 brings down that in regards to Birchas HaGomer, which is also the minhag is to say it in the Rabbim with the Tzibur, so the Rambam brings down that you should say that B'Amida as well. And the Chasam Sofer points out, Shum Yishum Kovet HaTzibur, because you're doing this B'Tzibur and you're doing it as a covet for the Tzibur by saying the Bracha B'Tzibur, so it should be said standing up. He also brings down Hakori HaMagila L'Tzibur Shel Nashim, if a man's reading Megillah for a number of women, for a tzibur of women. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in this situation as well, Rav Yashiv Zatzal, they both bring down that in that situation the person laning could sit down if he wishes to. Kilo shaych b'zeh din shall cover the tzibur. There is no concept of cover the tzibur unless you're dealing with a tzibur that is a full-fledged halachic minion, which would be 10 men above the age of bar mitzvah. Incidentally, the Shari Tshuva brings down an additional din in Dibra Masel Kori Adam, and he says from the Beis Yehuda as well, Sheesh Medino Shinogu Lekrosa below Tamim. There were some places where they read the Megillah without the trop. However, he says, Lo Yasachem B'Minasenu, that's not the right way to do this, and we don't do this in our Medina, unless you have no choice. There's nobody that knows the Tamim, so then okay. But if somebody knows the Tamim, they should certainly read the Megillah with the Tamim. And he says, certainly, even if you're not reading it with the trop, you certainly should have somebody that knows how to pronounce all the words properly. And he says, because if you're going to make mistakes in that, then you shouldn't make a bracha lechatrila if you know that it's not going to be a good kosher reading. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, I go. But also, lechazen likros a Megillah, the person can't go up there to lane unless, ad she'omelo kira, until the tzibur says, yes, we would like you to be our laner. We would like you to be the shaliach tzibur for us. And he brings it down from the Mordechai in Gemara and Megillah. Now, Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah adds, the lahotzi atzibur who, inyan kavod. For somebody to go be moti to tzibur, that's an honor. And therefore, ein roi liodim l'chali kavod liatzmo, kos machlo kibdu. Person can't go take this honor for himself unless the tzibur wants him, unless the gabayim, the officers of the shul, however they elect somebody to be the person who lanes, the person who's the shliach tzibur, the person who's the chazan. So that mechanism, so that's the only way a person can go up the lane. You can't just go strong arm up there and say, I'm laning, I got here first. You're not allowed to do that. The issue foot number 4 brings down, based upon this, in Simon Kuf Lamed Tes, we said, Shelo Yala Adam Latorah, Elam Ken Karo Lalos. The person can't go up there and get an aliyah unless he's called up to get the aliyah. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'chol zeh be'eino kavu l'kach. This is assuming that you're not a regularly set chazan or lena, the regular lena for the shul. He doesn't have to go with his permission each time. Do you want me to lane this Shabbos? No, he's being paid. He's being told, no, you are a regular Baal Kori. So therefore, if you're the regular lena of the Megillah, that's not a problem. However, avu b'shliach tzibur kavua, if you're the regular set chazan or the regular set lena, sheminu l'kach, you were appointed for this, ein tzarich l'hamdin, you don't have to wait till they call you up. You go up there. And in fact, the opposite. You should go up there right away, because otherwise it looks like you don't want to go up there. And he brings that in Dir Shifut number 5, v'chein l'inyin shliach tzibur, hayor l'fnei ha'tev l'spal, the regular chazan. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Nun Gimel, and the Mishbura over there, they write, shelo yamtin, he's not allowed to wait, ach yomelo l'red l'fnei ha'tev, because that's why he was appointed. And in fact, if he were to wait, as I just pointed out, so ein roi lo lahamtin, he shouldn't wait, ki im yamtin, because if he doesn't go right up, nira she'enu somech al dibur atzibur, sheminu l'kach, it looks like he's not trusting that the fact that they appointed him. And therefore, that would not be correct. And therefore, he should go up right away. He doesn't have to wait. Normally, you're supposed to refuse a little bit. They ask you to go up. Again, unless there's a shas atchach, a person shouldn't go up right away to do something. But certainly, once he's asked, he should go up there. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Afilu Shnayim Vafilu Asara Yecholim Likros B'Yachad. Technically, we don't do this Lamaisa, but 2 people or 10 people even could go read the Megillah simultaneously, and because of the tremendous chiba that people have to follow along with the laning of the Megillah, B'Yotzinim, they would be able to isolate and focus on one person of those 10 that are laning, B'Hashomim Mehem. The people would be able to be Yotze listening to the one that they chose to listen to because of such tremendous chiba. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Dalet. We don't say over here, below Amrinon, the Trei Kali Lo Mishtamoy, Shapir. We don't say over here that 2 voices can't be heard simultaneously like we normally do. We don't let 2 people go up there and lane at the same time. Or other circumstances like this. We don't let normally 2 people do something and hope that you can hear one of them the whole time, because the Megillah is different. The Kriya Zu, the Kriya of the Megillah, Chaviva B'Yosef Nianes, because it's such a beautiful nace that occurred to Chai, so people so interested in hearing the language of the Megillah, so they could focus on the one guy that they want to focus on, even though 5 other guys, 10 other guys are laning the Megillah at the same time. And a person can pay concentration to make sure that he hears every word from the one person that's laning. And the Shaar Tzion adds, the Chafetz Chaim adds in Sivkot and Dalet, Umavua b'loshon ha'machaber, this, according to the Mechaber, implies Shafilu l'chatchila Yicholim likro kama b'nei adam v'atzachas. That even l'chatchila, you could have 2, 3, 4, 5 guys want to lane the Megillah, so good day. You lane over here, you lane over there, you lane over here, and people will concentrate and they will focus, and even in the same room, obviously in different rooms, not a problem, but even in the same room, they can argue and say that everybody will listen. He's going to be listening to Yanko the whole time, he'll be listening to Yitzchak the whole time, he'll be listening to Avraham the whole time, and therefore everybody will be yotze with the one person listening to the entire laning. And he says, Chavetz Chaim continues, V'cheinu gam ki loshen abraisa. This seems to be the loshen from the abraisa, and as well in the Tosefta, and he says, he goes through an arichas over here to say that this is allowed. However, the Mishnah Berurah himself says, V'kivon shekein, pashut who be imagish batzvul shemivavulin le hakolos v'shiyav shalol lishmor kol hatevos bevadi lo yotza. He says this is only if he truly can say, I will listen to this one guy, even though there are four other guys laning at the same time, I can concentrate and focus on Yankel and be able to see with Yankel's laning. But if in fact that's not the case, he knows for himself, he's going to be Mavalvel. He's going to be hearing a little bit from Yankel, a little bit from Yitzchak, a little bit from Avram, a little bit from Reuven. So then in that situation, they shouldn't allow this. And in fact, if you did hear a little bit from him, a little bit from them, so then you would not be Yotze. The issue foot number 7 points out some ramifications of this in regards to other dinim, like Tias the Shofar, Ayin in the issue foot number 7. Sif Kimul Machabarite Sarich Likrosa Kula. The halach is you have to go read the entire Megillah. Now, there are four shitos in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yotes. We had the opinion of Meir, which is cool. You have to read the entire Megillah, which is how we paskin. You had the opinion of Yehuda that you could start from Ishu Di Ayah B'Shushan Abira, because that's the essence of the Tokef, or that's the essence of other psukim that they darish it down. You have the opinion of Yosi that says, Achar Adur Me'ela, after Gidal HaMelech HaShvosh is Haman, that's the Ikkar part. Or you have the opinion of Shimon Yochai that the Ikkar part is Belailahu. So you have four different opinions brought down the Gemara, three in the Mishnah, one in the Braisa. Nevertheless, Halach L'Maisa, we paskin like Rav Meir, Tzarech L'Chrosa Kula. And you can see in the Baragola, this is a Mishnah in Megillah, Daf Yotes, and Uche Rabbi Meir Shom, as I pointed out. We pass like that. There are three in the Mishnah, and the fourth in the Braisa, which is opinion of Rishon Vayachai. So, Halach L'Maisa, we have to read the entire Megillah. And you read it from a sefer, a Megillah. It has to be a kosher, a klaf, has to be written al diyo, and it has to be written b'ksav ashuris. V'imkora al pet, if a person were to read it by heart, he knows the Megillah by heart, he lays it by heart, lo yotze, you would in fact not be yotze. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nei tells us, v'liyakuva, this din is liyakuva. If you don't do this, you're not yotze. And in Shaar Tzion, Oshei, Sivkot and Hei, the Chovetz Chaim writes, Ulafuke, as opposed to the opinion, Imam the Omer Bigamora, Dikur Chiyuva, Humi Yishuhudi, Omechai Red Vomeele, Shishon, Maskel, Ikur Nes. The other three opinions, Rav Yehuda, Yosef, Shiva Yechai, they don't say you have to read the entire thing, so we don't even paskin like them, Bidiyevit. Lichatchila, we paskin, and Bidiyevit, we paskin like Ramei, that you have to read the entire Megillah. Then he adds the Mishnah Berurah of Das Rava Poskim Shafilu Mechisim Imena Rak Teva Achas Lo Yotza. And then he brings down for many Poskim that even if you have one word missing from the laning, if you skip one word, Rak Teva Achas Lo Yotza, you're not going to be Yotze. Dishav number 9 brings down very interestingly, and he says that in regards to Halal, also, Imchisa Teva Achas, if you missed one word of the Halal, Lo Yotze Dechova, Ukubab Megillah, same thing applies. And we had pointed out previously that the Megillah really is a replacement for Halal to a certain extent. One opinion, the Gemara says that why don't we say Halal Apurim? And one answer is because Megillah, Hu Halalya, that the Megillah is the Halal. Then he adds from the Bir Halacha over there in Simon Tov Beches, he brings the name Chayyadim, Shafilu Mchisa Bikriyasa Osachas, even one letter, never mind the whole word, Chose Vikori Esa Megillah. You have to go and read the entire Megillah again. The issue number 10 brings down what happens if the Baal Kori reads the words in the Megillah, but first he looked at it, then he closed his eyes and said it outside. So he wasn't looking inside at the same time that he said it. So he says, Bidiyevit, that would probably be okay. Brings up for Moshe Feinstein, that's on the Yugus Moshe. Mistaber, it seems, Shenechshav Kikriya Bitoch Aksav, because he did look at it a second before, and now he's laning it, so Mistaber, that is considered acceptable. Now we're going to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav, where he adds, Mizboya Bishas, Shas tells us in the Gemara, Tafilu Kore Kol Pasuk B'Megillah, if you read every single Pasuk in the Megillah, El Shalohai Saw HaMegillah Ksheira, but you read it from a non-kosher Megillah. So there was something wrong with the Megillah, Nami Mikre Baalpet. That's called reading it by heart, because it wasn't read from a kosher Megillah. The definition of reading it is reading it from a kosher Megillah, not just that you read it. The Lo Yotze, in that situation, would not be Yotze. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, V'tzarech shetei ksuva kula lefanu lechatchila. Lechatchila, you should have an entire kosher Megillah in front of you. But the Eved will say, if it only have 50%, a little bit more, that's acceptable. But lechatchila, you should certainly look to have a completely kosher Megillah that's not missing any letters and certainly not missing any words. Lichatchila. And the Mishnah Berurah adds to this, and he says, Sivkot and Zayin, wrote Shalom, and what the Mechaber is telling us is, Dimasha marnu lo yotzo, that which we said you're not Yosef, you don't read from a kosher Megillah, that's Hainu Imkora Baal Peh, that's called Megillah Ruba. That's if you read the majority of the Megillah or the entire Megillah by heart. However, Avon Mekora Miktsasa Kishera the Evid. But let's say, for whatever the reason, you looked up at one point and you didn't look inside and you read a line or a pasuk or a couple of words without actually seeing them inside. You lost the place, but you know the, remember the words. So you said it outside until you found the place again. You read three or four words, not from reading them inside. So, Bid the Evid, you would be Yotze. And this is true. Afilim Moisa Sibas Kriyaso Baalpet. And even if the reason that you read it Baalpet was Bemesha Sofer Hishmidba Eze Tables, the Sofer made a mistake. Bien so in the middle of it, he left out a word. He left out a line. Ad Chetza, even up to 50%. The Huchra Chakori Likros Baalpet. And therefore, the Baalkori, if he wants to lay in it, he has to lay in it by heart because it's missing those words or they're rubbed out, whatever the situation may be. Nevertheless, you shouldn't have used this Megillah, but if this is the only one that's available or you've already been reading from it, you would be Yotze Bidi Eved. Okay. Now we go to the back to the Mechaber, but he tells us, Bidi Eved, exactly this day, in Avo Bidi Eved, im hishmit ha-sofer b'emtzos tevos. If the sofer wrote this Megillah, left out whatever the reason, he left out some words in the middle, afilu ad-chetzi, even up to 50%. So he left out 49.9% of the Megillah. Very terrible sofer, or it got rubbed out over time. Ukra makori al-peh, and the person who's laying it knows the Megillah so well that he was able to lay in those parts that were rubbed out or erased or cut out, Yotze, you would be Yotze, in fact, Bidi Eved. The Mishmur explains in Sivkot Neches, Im Ein Lo Megillah Cheres, Kor B'Lechachila. You shouldn't have used this type of a Megillah that's missing so many pieces, Lechachila. However, if there is no other such Megillah available, so then, even Lechachila, you would be allowed to go and read from such a Megillah. The issue footnote number 11 brings down, V'yochid akori b'megillah kazu, if you're reading from such a Megillah, Shemiyot Tevoseh Chaseros B'Yamsa, it's missing less than 50% of it, so the Shari Ephraim brings down, and also the Piskei Shoram brings down, Shelo Yivarach. In this situation, where you know Lechachila, it's really a barely kosher Megillah, don't make the bracha. V'raki Shekori B'tzibor Megillah Kazu Yivarach. That's if you're reading it alone. But if you're reading for the Tzibor, you would be allowed to make the bracha, and this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal as well, Halacha Lemaisa. Now, how do you define what is considered the majority of it is there or the majority of it's not there? So the issue for number 12 brings out very interestingly. He says, Ulinyan rov umiyat shenemru bidinze, that you have to have 50% there plus in order to be yotze. So he brings out for the bir halacha, shacheshbon eino lefi osios. You don't go by the letters. You don't count that he have 50% plus of the letters present. It's the words. You need to have 50% plus of the words present. Kolomar, for example, Shim Barov Hamilim Shemagila. If the majority of the words of the Megillah, Yeshafilu Os Achas Mitushteshes, the Megillah is an old Megillah and it has a lot of letters in the words wiped out. Hamagila Psula, because the majority of the words aren't good. Well, if he's that, even though it's a minority of the letters, because let's say you're missing one letter from every word, most words have more than two letters, so three, four, five, six letters. But since each word is what counts, so if you have a letter missing, that whole word is considered no good. So therefore, Habegillah would be psul in that situation. Well, if he's there, who I didn't lean in chetza ha-kavana, who lechatzi mi mispar ha-milim b'megillah, it has to be that you have at least 50% of the Megillah plus is fully good for those words. Okay. Then he adds, Vinei b'yameinu. He says, nowadays we know exactly how many words the Megillah has. Umotzvah shemis bar milim Megillah eino zugi. It's not an even number. There's an odd number of words in the Megillah. And therefore, how could you ever have a situation where you have exactly 50-50? So either you're going to have ruba kisuva or ruba chasera. However many words they have, it's an odd number. So either you have the majority are written or majority not written correctly. Very simple and straightforward. How could we have a discussion that it's 50-50, which we'll see we have in a moment. We'll go back inside and see there's such a discussion. So he brings out from Yashiv Zatzal a very sharp idea. And he says that they're talking about it could be 50-50. Sofek zeh yitochin kisha magila eino ksuba b'loshon kodesh. It's not written in Hebrew, but it's written b'loshon lies. It's written in a foreign language because technically, Yitochen shemis par milim shememegillah besof azuye zugi. It could be an even number of words in another language, as Shulchan Aruch is going to teach us in Sif Tes shemegillah ksher bovetze. You could technically write a megillah in a certain way in a foreign language. However, uvavach akori maybe this is sofa ksuva b'megillah. As long as the person understands that language, if you had a Megillah written in Greek or in French, so then as long as you understand it, you technically could be Yosei. So for these languages, it could be possible to have 50-50, even though for Hebrew, you can't have 50-50. And that leads us to this din in Sivkot and Tes. So he says, v'chetzia, how do we define chetzia? Yesh l'ayin im k'shera b'di'evit. If it's exactly 50-50, that's a suffix as to what the din is. And you can see this in the Shaar Tzion Oschess. The Rambam brings down that it's mashma psul if it's 50-50. Whereas the Rosh and the Ran, they assume that it's Sheira. And that's also the opinion that's brought down in the Torah and in Shulchan Aruch. With this, we conclude today's share.